Fresh fallout for former President Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, firing back after an FBI raid at his home and office. This week, federal investigators seized electronics and other equipment. Authorities say part of the probe examines the firing of Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, who was ousted on orders from President Trump. Giuliani and his son Andrew both deny any wrongdoing. His son live on News Nation last night. But as our Tom Negevin explains, legal experts say the mere fact of an FBI investigation is significant. Tom.
That's right, Nicole. Very, very true. In fact, just getting that warrant means prosecutors had to convince a judge there was probable cause that a crime had been committed. And Rudy Giuliani wasn't just the mayor of this city. He also served as U.S. attorney, meaning he's now being investigated by the same office he used to run. His leadership post 9/11 earned him the nickname America's Mayor. A years-long investigation that suddenly became very public involves work Rudy Giuliani did in Ukraine while serving as then President Trump's personal lawyer. Federal agents raiding both his home and office in Manhattan.
Well, about 6 o'clock in the morning, there was a big bang, bang, bang on the door, and outside were seven FBI agents with a warrant.
Giuliani, speaking about it for the first time last night, mystified, he says, by what the feds could be after.
They haven't said anything. They won't explain to me what they're looking into for 2 years.
The fact that the FBI came knocking with a warrant for electronics, computers, and phones, legal experts say is extremely significant.
Because it means that a federal judge or magistrate found that there was probable cause to believe that they would find evidence of the commission of a crime there by Giuliani.
An Obama-appointed judge signed off. That's my response.
Speaking to reporters the day of the raid, the ex-mayor's son called the investigation 100% political.
How is it political?
Andrew Giuliani given a chance to clarify on News Nation's The Donlan Report.
All I can tell you is that I continually see that people who are associated with Donald Trump and the Republican Party get treated differently than Democrats get treated.
With the witnesses, with other corroboration, with the electronic devices, Giuliani's in a world of trouble.
What we know of the investigation as of tonight is that it involves FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, and potential violations. In a statement, Giuliani attorney Bob Costello says the search warrants involve only one indication of an alleged incident of failure to register as a foreign agent, and he says there were none. Giuliani led an effort to dig up dirt on now President Joe Biden and his son Hunter in Ukraine before the 2020 election. What prosecutors want to know is whether he illegally lobbied the Trump administration on behalf of Ukrainian officials while also serving as the president's attorney.
Rudy Giuliani is a great patriot. He does these things. He just loves this country. And they raid his apartment. It's like so unfair and such a double, it's like a double standard.
The current president, in an interview with NBC News, stressing he had no advance knowledge of the raid and no involvement with the investigation.
That's not the role of the president. The Justice Department is the people's lawyer, not the president's lawyer.
Something that's pretty unusual to see happen is for prosecutors to serve a warrant on the office or home of an attorney, but they've done it before here in Manhattan, memorably in the case of another Donald Trump attorney, Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.